This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Are your irises rising out of the ground? They've been left alone for years and are now fighting for room. Generally, it's a good idea to divide your iris every 3 to 4 years. Dividing iris should be done 4 to 6 weeks after blooming, so sometime between July and early August, according to the University of Minnesota Extension. First, cut the foliage fan back to about 3 to 6 inches. This will help prevent water loss, if that's an issue. Remove yellow or dead leaves, too. Dig up the rhizomes, those fatty tubers, and cut them with a sharp knife to about 3 or 4 inches long. If you see any mushy parts, throw them away. Don't compost them. You can trim the roots to about 2 inches. If you've had issues with fungal disease, treat your rhizomes with a fungicidal powder. I would suggest rinsing your tools with a 10% bleach solution after each cut to help prevent spreading of disease. To replant your iris, loosen the soil to about 8 to 10 inches. Even though irises are planted in a shallow hole, this will allow the roots an easier time to grow. Place the rhizome so that it barely sits under the soil. Firm the soil and then water in. Don't mulch your iris. They need a dry period. To prevent heaving from frost and thaws, only mulch after the ground has frozen. Check out gardenbite.com for more information. I also have some gorgeous pictures on my website of some outstanding bearded iris. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spike's and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.